9:03 now. This is Alice 107.7, your number one hit music channel. Full of sunshine today, high of 72. You're hanging out with DC and Pool Boy Heather on maternity leave, and we'll be back with this in about 2.5 weeks. Her return date, May 21st, a.k.a. Pool Boy's birthday, a.k.a. Mr. T's birthday, a.k.a. the end of time as we know it. So they say or trying to predict. Well, anyway, so Heather should be back with us then. Something I wanted to bring up. You guys can do a search on the internet for it. In fact, this is courtesy of the National Geographic Channel. It's about a guy named Stanley Thornton, who is a big baby. Listen to this. He's 29 years old, and outside of his California home, they're saying that he lives a life as a regular adult. Maybe, maybe not. Inside of his home, Stanley is an adult baby. He wears, puts on diapers, sleeps in a crib, plays in a playpen, and is fed a bottle by his mama.
Oh, my goodness.
29 years old. Do you have that over there? Play yeah. Play some of this audio. You guys go to the night. Man, and you got to check this out. It's very creepy. Right, listen. This is his mom trying to wake him up.
I don't know what happened.
Time to get up. Hey, Stanley. Wakey, wakey.
I like to play or be treated as a baby.
Hi, puppy.
Just to get the love and affection, safeness. Basically, just go back to a time where you're caring for a 1 or 2 year old, and that's what it is for me.
Okay.
29-year-old Stanley Thornton spends around half his life pretending to be an infant. He calls himself an adult baby.
You miss me?
With being an adult baby, I've had a couple different reactions, some good, some not so good. I've had some people that are perfectly fine with it, and I've had others that are just angry, like they think that it's an automatic, that you're a pedophile because you're into it.
That's all, you need to cut your hair to get too long, you something look like a little girl.
Stanley shares a house with former nurse Sandra Diaz. She's not Stanley's mom, but is happy to play that role.
I love him like he's my favorite nephew. He's like my family member who lost his mother, and it's like I'm the aunt stepping in saying it's okay, I'm still here for you.
Oh no. All right, listen. More on that creepy story coming up. We interrupt this broadcast to bring you Mike Posner. We told you we were trying to hunt him down, get him on the show.
That's right.
Bouncing a wow wow Mike Posner. What's up, dude?
You did it. You hunted me down.
Man, we've been trying to all morning because you're coming to Riverfest.
I sure am. I feel hunted.
Now, Riverfest is the weekend before your birthday. Is that correct, Pool?
It's the weekend after my birthday.
It's the weekend after your birthday. Well, yes. We might not be here for that.
I thought you were talking about me. I was like, no.
We were just, man, we're in this discussion.
Actually, it's nowhere near my birthday. That's awesome, man. Well, we're going to have to celebrate.
Oh, absolutely. Well, the reason why we're talking about it is because, according to some people's beliefs, that May 21st, which is my birthday, is going to be the end of time. It's doomsday.
Yeah, there's all these books that are out about it and everything like that, and it just happens to fall on his birthday, and we're and that's the weekend. But so, Mike, we might not be here, buddy.
I don't believe in any of that crap. Not only are we going to be here, but we're going to have an amazing time at Riverfest. And we're going to celebrate your birthday again.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Mike, you have a pretty amazing story, too, about how you became pretty much an overnight superstar. Do you mind sharing some of your some of the details about that?
Oh, man. So a couple of years ago, I was a college student at Duke University, and I made a CD in my dorm room, and one of the songs I recorded in my room was a song called Cooler Than Me. And the song ended up changing my life. I put it on the internet for free, and it kind of just snowballed from there. And now I get to do really awesome things like talk on the phone with people like DC and Pool Boy. It's pretty amazing, man. I can't lie.
Now, you say that Cooler Than Me changed your life, but, I mean, let's be honest. You went to Duke. You had a grade point average of what? Like, what was it, 3.59 or something like that? You are going to do all right.
Are we on a satellite?
But now I have like a profession that is kind of like being a professional college student for as long as I want, and I get paid for it.
So. That's true.